For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
A lot of positivity and optimism for a 1-2 team. And I get it. I understand where people are coming from with some of the optimism, but it's not always like that.
No.
You know, we've been in the city for a long time.
Right.
One and two tends to be met with a lot of skepticism.
Oh, yeah, they're not bad. They're not a bad football team.
They're not
but
a bad
I'm not
football
giving
team.
Them credit for playing well yesterday.
I don't
no,
want to do that.
I'm not going to. They lost.
Yet.
They lost
the game last night that they could have won. Now, I wouldn't say should have won because Kansas City's really good and Kansas City made plays.
They probably should have won that
game.
They
certainly could have won.
They probably should have. You take the damn.
Yeah, that's true.
Take the points.
Take the points.
Take the points, and you win the football.
Take the points. I'm a proponent of point taking.
I am. I just don't understand.
I'm captain. Take the points.
I like the 2-point conversion yesterday in the Philadelphia game. Yes, go for two right there.
Sure.
All right, you're up by one. Go for two. Put it by three. That's the way that you could only they can tie you.
No, that math.
That
I understand
does.
That.
But you're taking points away and opportunities. I just don't get it no more, man.
No.
I just don't get it. I don't get it, and I know, and I hate this freaking answer. We want to be aggressive. And we believe in our guys. Whatever. Bad damn call.
Well, so which guys are you talking about in that case? Because that.
Kickers. We believe in our kickers.
Well, no, you don't.
No, you don't.
Because you would kick
Let
it.
Let them kick it.
If you did, you believe in the offense and the offensive line, I suppose. You'd believe in them to get the yard, although they didn't.
That's what they say. We believe in our guys. Okay.
Cool. But what about the defense? You don't believe in them? Because if you kick the field goal and then.
Well, you want to. We want to be aggressive, Andy. We don't blink.
If you just say the cliche enough and you say it loud enough, yeah. then it's right. Then
yeah.
it's true.
We don't blink.
While you're blinking. Has Mike Tomlin ever said that? Because that's a lie. Because all Mike Tomlin does is blink.
Yes.
He's a blinky son of a gun.
Yeah, we don't blink. There it is. They're showing the highlight right now of the touchdown. It was blocked better, but all they needed was a yard. He wasn't getting no more than a yard on that play.
Oh, no.
That play.
Bijan barely got
into
the end zone.
Do not call that damn
play.
Formation no more, Zach. he barely got it. Then you got the Juju scoring touchdown.
I forgot Juju Smith-Schuster was even on their team.
Miscommunication in the back end. They were passing it off.
Yep.
And then the guy who was supposed to guard Juju, he hesitated for a second.
Yeah. Well,
he hesitated for a second.
And credit to – and obviously so much of the discussion is going to be what didn't work in the fourth quarter.
Yes.
Whether it's not taking the points or it's the play call or it's the missed pass interference, all that kind of stuff. And we'll get there. This is some brilliant stuff in the first half. That first drive was textbook.
Yeah.
They went down the field surgically and got into the end zone. And that, you know, that little play that they ran to get Drake wide open.
Yeah, man.
They split Bijan outside
it.
And they sent
it.
The linebacker with him and the miscommunication between the linebacker and the DB. It was great. It was all just very creative and really well done and really well blocked. And even though the run game wasn't great in the first half, it was effective and it was working well enough to set up the play action.
Oh, where are you going, Tyler? That's your man.
Yeah, oh, no, we're watching tape now. All right, let's do it. Let's get to an NFL No Huddle.
So guy. But you know what, Andy? He's not a fullback.
He's a running back.
I bet he blocked him 10 out of 10 times they ran in practice.
Yeah. Tyler forgot he was trying to make him miss.
Yeah, whatever.
He was trying to make
Thought
him
he
miss.
Had the ball.
Yeah. He forgot that he's supposed to get his hat on him and block him.
Yeah.
All right. Let's hear. All right. Again, focusing on what happened at the end, and we should because that's a big part of why you lost the game. There was some good stuff early as well, including this guy doing it to Mahomes again.
Chiefs on the near hash, moving left to right here in the opening period. Snap to Mahomes.
What
looks right.
Is this?
Going to loop it for the end zone. It's intercepted.
Awesome.
Justin Simmons. Holy smokes.
Holy smokes.
Holy smokes.
What a play. What a play, because the tight end was coming open. Now, I'm not sure if AJ, because AJ was coming back, so AJ might have got it too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
AJ,
yeah.
Yeah, AJ might have got it. But yeah, great play. It's amazing that, you know, that we talked about him, and he most interceptions ever against Patrick Mahomes. He just added to his total yesterday.
He's got 7 against the Chiefs in his career. He's got 6 against Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
We mentioned it on Friday. It's like, hey, if you can turn him over, he'll give you a throw or two. Falcons have the guy that does it.
Yep.
He's got the guy that's gotten him more than anybody else ever. Mahomes went and found him after the game, too.
Oh, did?
Because they've had a back and forth about it forever. And he went and got me again, man.
Yeah, I mean, that hell of a play by him, man. Hell, that damn Jesse Bates is good at football. The only thing that makes me mad about Jesse, Jesse had missed some tackles, though.
The little shifty guys.
But that number three, man, that dude, no, he can play. The biggest thing on defense was they couldn't get off the – they could not stop them on first down. And Grady Nate was not – because we mentioned it, we'll probably say it again before the end of the show. The Kansas City Chiefs. Outside of Patrick Mahomes being him, that interior offensive line of Tooney and Trey, and the left guard's name, but they are all pro.
The center Creed Humphrey, phenomenal.
That's where they were going right there. That's linemen getting off blocks. That's damn linebackers coming downhill trying to make some plays, and they didn't do that yesterday. They didn't.
Now, first couple games of the year, we got pretty used to seeing Grady's name and hearing Grady's name, and he had looked really good coming off that injury. They did a nice job against him and the rest of those guys on the interior. I thought Judon played well yesterday.
He played hard.
He was active. Probably the most.
Played hard.
I don't know. Maybe he's in the best shape or whatever that he's been in so far. He looked good. He was kind of – and then you mentioned it, man. Jesse Bates will separate you from the football.
Yes, he will.
What a play he made on Kelsey to get the ball out of his hands. He's always around the ball. That interception we just talked about there. And the defense in general has been good.
They're giving up
20 points a game.
It's been fine.
Like, with what you have offensively – like, talent-wise, track record-wise, money-wise, you've invested in this offense, you should be able to win games when you're averaging 20 points per game on defense. Scored 3 points in the second half yesterday, Randy.
Yeah, man.
Scored 0 points in the second half week one against the Steelers.
You're not doing anything to help yourself on offense, man. You're not putting yourself in good position. You're one of the worst third down teams. That's all got to be corrected.
Yep.
And it can be corrected, but it's got to go because – but you got to win on first and second down. You can't be losing first down, losing 2 yards on a damn bubble screen. And that's why I said, what was the tell? What was the tell that they kept doing it? And then, if I'm going to run a bubble screen with Mooney, you know who side I'll run the bubble screen to? Drake London.
Yeah, put Drake over there.
Yeah, put Drake over there.
Yeah. Kyle, maybe.
Yeah.
Somebody big.
Yeah.
Not Ray Ray.
That's a deception. I mean, he blocked the hell out of it in practice, though.
I'm sure he did.
Yeah.
Sure he did. Again, good day for Drake. Like you mentioned earlier, had the touchdown catch on that first drive. Darnell continues to be his favorite target.
Mm-hmm.
8 catches, 66 yards. Kyle Pitts with the one huge play.
Awesome play.
Had another nice catch later. Had an opportunity to, and I don't blame Kyle for this because it got fouled and the ball wasn't put where it needed to be put.
Up for him.
Had an opportunity to have the play of the game and honestly the play of the season thus far for the Falcons. Because if he throws that ball high enough to hit the goalpost,
Kyle goes and gets it.
Kyle grabs that ball easy, comes down with it in bounds, and it's the play of the night. Here's Kirk Cousins on the no call on the PI.
You know, I didn't have a good viewpoint on it. It was tough. I was anticipating working Mooney, and when the safety then was there, came back to Kyle, but I felt like I was a little late.
You were late
to get to him, and was running out of real estate. And in hindsight, if I could have the play over again, I either would have gotten to Kyle earlier, or if I were to get to him as late as I did, to put the ball up higher.
Yep.
There you go, Kurt.
Not even really put it in the ref's hands at that point.
There it is.
That's kind of where I, would correct my own play.
I agree 100% with you, Kurt.
Because it wouldn't have mattered.
It wouldn't, yeah.
He was fouling him. He would have caught it anyway.
Yes. Yeah.
If he would have thrown it higher.
Yes, I agree. And everything that Kurt said. And that's my first time hearing the clip.
Yep.
And so, but yeah, he's absolutely correct. You got to put it up there to go get, let Kyle go make a play for you, man. And that's what they need to do more and more with him down that area. I love the play design, the play call. He was fouled, but Kurt got to throw the ball up there, man.
When
you have that coverage with the Kyle Pitts, you don't go to Mooney. You go him. Mm-hmm. Him.
Yeah.
That's where you go.
And repeatedly in the red zone.
Yes.
Like we need to get to the point where you're working a play into Kyle Pitts every series that you're in the red zone, especially inside the 10. What do they call that? Like redder zone or something like that? Whatever. They've
different
got terms
different
for,
names for it.
And then like the 30 in is like the green. Anyway, whatever. You know what I'm talking about. When they're in goal to go situations, one of the three plays needs to be designed to Kyle Pitts.
Yes.
And I half wonder if sometimes
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sometimes you hear about quarterbacks getting a wide receiver that's just so fast, like a guy that they've never played with that's that fast before, and you almost have to train yourself that there's no such thing as throwing it too far.
Yeah.
You just lead them, and they're going to go. They're going to run under it.
Yep.
Kyle's not like that, but there's no such thing as too high.
Yeah, throw it
like,
there. Give him a chance.
You could have thrown that ball in; it would have landed in the third row, and Kyle still would have gone and gotten it because he's huge. He's 6'6". He's got a 40-inch vertical, and that route that he was undisturbed in terms of his path to the ball. He was running and jumping off one foot. Like, you could have thrown it 12 feet in the air, and Kyle would have caught it.
Throw it.
Let it be too low. Unfortunately, now, that doesn't admonish the refs. That was a missed call.
Yes, it was.
It's a very bad missed call and a really important
moment. If it was the other way around, if it was Kelsey.
No, dude, if that was Kelsey,
everybody would throw a damn flag.
Every ref on the field would have threw a flag.
Everybody would throw a damn flag.
Now, they tried to say sorry. Because they gave you, there was three penalties on that final drive, one of which wasn't a penalty.
That Chris Jones play was not a penalty.
So two of which probably weren't penalties. Yeah. One of them was, but there was some our bads, but that doesn't really make up for it. First and goal from the one is a little bit different than getting first downs as you sort of matriculate the ball down.
Get his little ass out there. Ray Ray
can't block.
You can't block that guy from where you are. He has a safety on this play right here, but the safety's already inside. Yeah. You got to make a swoop call. Swoop!
And Ray Ray, like, it looked like, I forgot, I thought it was a sack. It wasn't. It was a tackle for loss on Bijan.
Yeah.
He was apologizing to Bijan before he was even on the ground.
My bad, man.
I can't block this guy.
Yeah, my bad, dog.
I'm like 5'7", man. Like, I can't, you know.
Look at he can't.
I can't be the blocker.
That's his guy.
Yeah, no,
the guy's inside. He couldn't get there. You got to take a better damn angle and wash him into the pile.
There's nothing I can do.
No, never mind.
There's nothing I can do on this play.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.